KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Good morning, it's 33 degrees. I'm Marissa Hovde, KJAN News. The Iowa Senate wants all school employees to undergo training to recognize when a student is suffering from trauma or contemplating suicide. The bill, prompted by the recent suicides of two students in Johnston, unanimously passed Wednesday. The measure now moves to the House. Statistics show there are about 30 teenage suicides in Iowa each year. A retiring Iowa City police officer plans to buy a veteran retiring canine dog owned by the city. Officer Kevin Berg has requested to buy Nathan, the dog, for $10. The Iowa City Council will vote on the agreement during a meeting Tuesday. Berg, who has been with the department for nearly 30 years, has been Nathan's handler for 8 years. A former Des Moines police officer has been given probation for using excessive force on a man during a 2008 traffic stop. John Malander was sentenced earlier this week to 4 months of home confinement and 3 years of probation. He had previously pled guilty to obstruction of justice. A Dubuque woman who was helping a friend make methamphetamine when it burst into flames in a home she was renting has been sentenced to nearly 6 years in federal prison. Federal prosecutors say 36-year-old Don Ritchie will serve a prison sentence of 5 years and 10 months and must pay $142,000 to the home's owner. Ritchie's sentencing was Friday. She had pled guilty in December to aiding and abetting the attempted manufacture of methamphetamine near a school. The home she was renting was 1,000 feet from an elementary school. It caught fire in February 2012 as she and Julie Urig tried to make meth in the basement. Urig is serving nearly 11 years in prison, and Nicholas Clark, Richie's boyfriend at the time, is serving nearly 3 years. The Red Oak Police Department reported the arrest of 30-year-old Bobby Joe Kent of Elmo, Missouri, on Friday. Kent was arrested in the 200 block of West Oak Street and charged with 4 counts of forgery. Her bond has been set at $5,000. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of 32-year-old Edward Walter Scott Collins of Plattsmith, Nebraska, early this morning for OWI first offense. Collins was transported by the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. The Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Red Oak Police Department. A Council Bluffs woman was sentenced Friday to serve 5 years in prison after being convicted on a charge of distributing 5 grams or more of methamphetamine. U.S. District Court Judge Robert Pratt handed down the 60-month prison term against 46-year-old Lisa Marie Barrett. He also ordered the woman to serve 5 years of supervised release following her imprisonment. Barrett was sentenced after pleading guilty to distributing 6.8 grams of 95% pure meth during an undercover sting operations conducted by the Southwest Iowa Narcotics Task Force. Her case was part of a larger investigation conducted by the task force, which also resulted in the arrest of 3 other individuals. David Fisher was sentenced to nearly 10 years in prison, plus 5 years of supervised release. Nicholas Franks was sentenced to serve slightly more than 11 years in prison, and Steve Etherington was sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison. Both men were also sentenced to 5 years of supervised release. For her role in the distribution of meth, Barrett must also forfeit more than $1,000 and the various drug-related paraphernalia seized at the time of her arrest. She remains in the custody of the U.S. Marshals Service, pending designation of the Federal Bureau of Prisons facility at which she will serve her sentence. The case against her and the other defendants was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. Governor Terry Branstad says eligible Iowa residents should take advantage of a program that helps them prepare and file tax returns online for free. Branstad says the Iowa Free File program lets residents with low and moderate income use tax preparation software for free. Those with an income of $57,000 or less are eligible for the service. Branstad says many people don't know about this option. He says the program is available on the State Department of Revenue website. Iowa Department of Revenue Director Courtney K. Decker calls using Free File a win-win for taxpayers and government. That's because it saves taxpayers money and cuts processing costs for government. K. Decker says the program does not cost the state any money. A Des Moines teenager convicted of killing his former girlfriend has been sentenced to several decades in prison. Raymond Benitez was sentenced Thursday to between 35 and 60 years in prison. He will be eligible for parole after 35 years. Prosecutors say Benitez used a crowbar last June to bludgeon 18-year-old Judy Van Lowe in her bedroom. Benitez pled guilty in February to second-degree murder and willful injury after reaching a plea deal. Benitez apologized in court to both his family and Van Lowe's family. Court documents say Van Lowe told several people she was pregnant and that Benitez was the baby's father. Benitez told police he had talked to Van Lowe about having an abortion. Historians are gathering in Des Moines this weekend to talk about the Underground Railroad and the Iowa Freedom Trail. This year's Iowa Statewide Underground Railroad Gathering will take place today at the State Historical Building in Des Moines. The event is free. Historians are expected to discuss topics including the Underground Railroad sites and museums in Iowa, as well as some historical legal issues behind the trail. The State Department of Cultural Affairs and others are sponsoring the event. In funeral announcements this morning, Michael Mick Denning, 86, of Avoca, died Wednesday, March 13th, at his home. A massive Christian burial service for Mick Denning will be held at 10 a.m. today at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. Randall S. Lauritsen, 48, of rural Exira, died Monday, March 11th. Funeral services for Randall Lauritsen will be held at 10:30 a.m. today at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Foster F. Rutledge, 86, of Des Moines and formerly of Atlantic, died March 2nd at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. His son, 65-year-old Edward Ned Rutledge of Warsaw, Missouri, died February 22nd in Warsaw. Joint services for Foster and Ned Rutledge will be held today at 11 a.m. in the chapel at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mirtha Mert Adams Johnson, 90, of Overland Park, Kansas, and formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday, March 12th. Services for Mert Johnson will be held at 1:30 p.m. today in the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Opal Irene Brink, 100, of Elkhorn, Nebraska, formerly of Dexter, died Thursday, March 14th. Funeral services for Opal Irene Brink will be held on Monday, March 18th at 10 a.m., at the Dexter United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has the arrangements. Eugene N. Hansen, 79, of Exira, died Wednesday, March 13th at the Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Eugene Hansen will be held at 10:30 a.m. Monday, March 18th in the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbolton. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Lucille M. Keeble, 89, of Yale, died Friday, March 15th, at the New Homestead and Guthrie Center. Services for Lucille Keeble will be held at 10:30 a.m. Monday, March 18th, at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Mark Heckman Sr., 65, of Cumberland, died Thursday, March 14th, at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Celebration of Life services for Mark Heckman Sr. will be held at 10:30 a.m. Tuesday, March 19th, at the Cumberland Community Building in Cumberland. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. Glendora Lumpkin, 89, of Oakland, died Thursday, March 14th at the Oakland Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services for Glendora Lumpkin will be held 10:30 a.m. Tuesday, March 19th at the Silver Creek United Methodist Church in Hancock. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Teresa Lynn Osborne, 44, of Marion, died Wednesday, March 13th at her home. A funeral service for Teresa Osborne will be held at 10:30 a.m. Tuesday, March 19th at Peace Lutheran Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Laura Garrett, 100, of Stewart, died Friday, March 15th at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Services for Laura Garrett are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Adair. Steve Nelson, 71, of Atlantic, also of Northern Virginia and Mexico, died Thursday, March 14th at the Jacob Healthcare Center in San Diego, California. Services for Steve Nelson are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a check of news on KJAN. I'm Marissa Hovde reporting.